The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Nick Akerman is with me. He is a former assistant US attorney and a former Watergate prosecutor, no less. Nick, it's a great pleasure and thanks a million for taking the time to chat to
us. Great to be here.
So I know Donald Trump finds himself in some sort of legal turmoil over his tariffs. The California Governor Gavin Newsom filing a lawsuit. We might talk about that in just a moment. But first, as kind of a seasoned observer of all of this type of thing, what's your sense of his tariff policy and how it has played out?
It has not played out well. It's absolutely terrible. It is basically Trump shooting from his hip. No thought behind it. There's no way to even try and explain why he is doing it. It makes no sense. It is essentially destroying our markets here. It's destroying the dollar. It's destroying our ability to lend money, our position in the world economy, and it's also destroying other economies. It's an absolute disaster.
And is your feeling that he is going to slowly unwind this? We saw when the bond markets wobbled the week before last how quickly he unwound some of the tariffs. Now, at the same time, he escalated them with China. But even in the last few days, his trade secretary saying, listen, this is unsustainable. And rumors today that Donald Trump is on the verge of announcing a reduction of on tariffs, a reduction of the Chinese tariffs?
No, I think you just don't know. I mean, okay. I agree with you. All those things are correct, that it does seem like he's starting to back off, that the business interests and other people in this country have been putting pressure on him. But you never know. I mean, he says one thing one day and then does something another day. And a lot of this is just unexplainable.
Yeah,
it does appear pressure is starting to take an effect here because it's just such an economic disaster that he's perpetrating.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to predict at any given moment what he's going to do. One of the areas in which he is consistent, though, is when it comes to needing a win. And one suspects that if he is minded to reverse out of these tariffs, he won't do so until he has something that he can present as some sort of victory. No matter how pyrrhic or how hollow.
Well, yeah, it may be a victory that's not really a victory. Yeah.
Even his supporters might realize it's not really a victory. But we all know the idea of Donald Trump standing in the Rose Garden saying, I made a mistake. One thing we know for sure, that won't happen.
That will never happen. I guarantee it. Not even close.
So tell me then about this lawsuit that Gavin Newsom, the California governor, has brought.
Well, he's brought a lawsuit essentially attacking the tariffs, saying that they are unconstitutional. They aren't permitted under the statute that was used. He starts off really with this whole International Emergency Economic Powers Act that Trump has put these tariffs under. I mean, he points out in the lawsuit that there really is no mention in this statute of anything dealing with tariffs, nothing. And the fact that these tariffs are actually part of the taxing power of Congress and are powers that belong to Congress that can only be delegated to the president in a clear and unambiguous way, that this is, you know, totally against that statute, contrary to the Constitution, which gives taxing power to Congress. So I think he's got, you know, a decent argument here. There is another lawsuit that was brought previously to that was actually sponsored by some very conservative political thinkers that represents five small business organizations, also challenging the tariffs on the same basis. And again, you know, I think they've got a point. I mean, they could very well wind up bringing the courts into this in order to stop this ridiculousness with the tariffs. I mean, it could very well happen. I mean, it's true that the statute says nothing about tariffs. It also says that Congress had to be consulted before anything was done. And he certainly didn't do that. And he has to have some kind of an emergency basis to do this. And his claims for emergencies are pretty hollow here, too. He's talking about illegal drugs coming into the country, and that really is no more an emergency than it was 10 years ago. The idea that there's an issue with immigration is also pretty much out of the picture now, that there really is very little immigration coming into the country.
So to what extent then, Nick, do you think that he's going to find himself mired in legal difficulty over the next period of time? Or is this the type of thing that just happens in the background in a courtroom somewhere, and meanwhile kind of Donald Trump gets on with one executive order after another until he's told to stop?
Well, he's certainly doing that. But keep in mind, there are a huge, I bet you there are more than 150 lawsuits right now that have been filed against the Trump administration. He's been losing a good number of them. And you just don't know where this is going to come out. You've got one case, the Gavin Newsom case is in front of a federal district court in San Francisco. The other case is in front of the U.S. Court of International Trade in Washington, D.C. Ultimately, this whole issue will make it up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will decide. And I guess it's anybody's guess as to what they'll do. But it's not as though they don't have a good argument here.
What is the general public's view of all of this? Of both the tariff policy, which is the thing in the headlines that has caused Gavin Newsom to bring his case, but of also the legal pursuit of Trump's policies through the courts as well?
Well, I think people are sitting back and watching to see what the courts will do. They've certainly pushed him back on a couple of matters of immigration. This fellow that he sent to El Salvador, who they admit was a mistake, he still hasn't brought him back, even though the Supreme Court has told him to do that. And I think that's going to go back to the Supreme Court yet again. But I think the public views the courts, you know, at least in the position to be able to push back on a lot of what Trump is doing. And I think if he tries to take on the courts in sort of a way that makes him look like he's just disobeying it, I think that's just going to hurt him politically with people. People want him to obey what the courts decide.
This is part of the reason, is it, that Donald Trump sought to politicize the courts and those around him over the last few years. So in a situation like this, I take it, you can turn around and you can do what he did during his first term and just talk about witch hunts. These are just witch hunts. These are just Democratic courts on witch hunts and Democratic prosecutors.
Well, that's certainly what he's going to say. But it's not true. It's not a witch hunt. These are all these court cases are based on pretty solid arguments.
You know, sorry to cut across here. Do a sufficient number of people think it's true, though? Because, you know, perception is reality.
Of course. Of course, that's part of the problem. I mean, he is basically what we would call a snake oil salesman that can make up anything. And a president of the United States lying to the people, you're going to get a certain percentage of people that are going to believe him because he's the president.
Well,
That's what's happened here, unfortunately. And, you know, at some point, I think people realize that the emperor has no clothes.
Well, that emperor has been speaking in the last few minutes, not about tariffs or trade, but about a peace deal in Ukraine. And as one would suspect, he hasn't missed the opportunity to criticize the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying he's prolonging the killing field. And they're very, very close to a deal on Ukraine. But Zelensky's making things so, so difficult. Anyway, we will talk about that, I'm sure, on this show as soon as there's any real detail emerging on a prospective peace deal. In the meantime, Nick, thank you for joining us. Nick Akerman is former assistant U.S. attorney and the former Watergate prosecutor as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.